Hey, how's it going, everybody? I just want to return and talk about a couple things that have been on my mind lately. And people can be so ruthless sometimes. You know, in this industry, it's very hard. And people sometimes will steal, kill, just to have everything and anything that you deserve, and they will just not stop at anything to try to bring people down. Like the other night, I wrote personally this flow or poem or ballad. Just, I know in the past I've had a lot of people try to steal my works. I know this industry is very cutthroat, but you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, can't people just start to get along and actually collaborate? And not that this is directed to anybody specific, but I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate. Like, it starts like this. I let people in, they always screw my back. I ain't about the money or the fame on this track. Bitch, I don't play, I got people on the stack. You ain't got jack. Don't be coming thinking you're a wisecrack. You just wanted to ride Kurt Dell's steal projects and blackmail. 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me. You're just only full of jealousy. Nobody heard of your movie, your way, you just bullied, thought you were cool, till I took you to school. You had people fooled, made people follow you, faking everything you do. People said you stole, which is true. I'm so glad you're through. By the time I'm done, so many will be stunned. Burnt like a turkey, they know the smoking gun. My time here at the table has begun. So tick-tock, you better run. So many got my back here, hun. Is it time for dinner? These projects are the winner. I can be a saint and a sinner. I may be a beginner. I'm still a beauty queen, fighting against the machine. I'm lean, fierce, and mean. My light will be seen. I don't need Miss Jessett. I'm one people don't forget. Why? Because I'm really nice. I mix it all good with sugar and spice. Off me, you got 5 minutes of fame. So what? At least I'm not lame playing games. My work I do, I can put others to shame. I'm not a catty celebrity like you trying to fit in the picture frame. I'm real blunt, which you can't blame. Good overcomes evil, so we'll move past this upheaval. At least I'm honest with people. I don't have to live a lie. I'm just me, free to fly. So many questions as to why, so many truths born to die. Many times your negativity made me cry. You know I'm going to push to the sky. Going so high, because I'm my own person. I don't have to be something I'm not. People like me for me. I don't have to dress all pretty. That's what makes me a true celebrity. 10 years later, people won't care what you are. They won't even know where you star. What takes you far isn't the money or the cars or the accolades you claim. It's about being true to your name. How you treat others before and same, that's what brings you true fame. So that was basically written in response to a lot of things that have happened in my life, who I've met, what I've seen about people, studying people. Yes, sometimes I can be naive. Sometimes I can be too trusting. But overall, I noticed that in this industry, people will like you for who you are if you're true to who you say you are and do what you say that you are. And so that's just a little taste of what I can personally write. I'm just trying to point out that there are tons of snakes, and people sometimes don't know who the snakes are until they get bitten by them. And it's very hard as an independent artist to come about and become famous unless you know all the right networks, reach out to different networks, talking to different networks, writing. A lot of marketing goes knowing who to market to. Who can give you the radio time to talk about your music? And just having the money to create, make, and produce, and then market it. A lot of different artists are broke because they have poured all this money into marketing, and sometimes they're just spinning their wheels. Other times they are doing good because they knew who to market and who to pay for the marketing. I know Tony DeYoung is a great person to do that with for music. As long as you have all your stuff straight and you have something ready and ready to be marketed, he's very good. He can get you magazine slots, anything and everything. Many different artists he's done. There's been a lot of indie artists that he's touched. Big named artists. He knows everybody. There's also Miss Pretty J. Talk to her. If you need any marketing, radio interviews, Victor Santiago, you need any radio interviews, Facebook interviews, IG interviews, he's good. There's tons of people I know that I've reached out to, I can do interviews on. There's a lot of people that are also wanting me to do interviews with them. I have just yet to have the time to do it. I barely had the time to even do what I was able to do today. So, if you guys want to reach out, I don't mind doing an interview with you. I don't mind finding stuff to talk about. Or I'll let you even just talk about what you want to talk about on my show. On this broadcast here. I am open-minded. So, a lot of people can have a voice. I want to provide my broadcasting here. A place for you to open up your ideas and have a voice on. There's many different artwork that I would love to discuss that I personally wrote, but it might take another broadcast or two. More people I will interview once things slow down at Amazon. Right now I'm still working 60 hours. It's been crazy. This, Omicron variant and different other variants have really produced a lot of people ordering online, and we're just trying to stay afloat. And there's also been a lot of people that have been sick, so our work staff has been basically half staffed. So we've had basically an extension of mandatory hours having to work. And by no means am I complaining, at least is providing the bills that's needed. So, I hope everybody has a good day. Chime in. Find me on Facebook, Amanda Webb. And let's do an interview.